yesterday.
He was falsely what?
Falsely happy, if
yes.
You know what I mean. Like,
yeah.
I could see he was pushing himself. Yes, and he's one day ahead of schedule on the referendum on the initiative. Push the concept of that initiative.
All right.
I think that would really be key, and it'd take a load off me too, because I have an awful lot of my guys when they're done with their day's work. What we do is we go out and we get the.
Here's where we run into some problems. Any legislation, directly or indirectly, I don't know whether you've read the final
down
the Christian anti-communist element. The tax people came up with a finding that is absolutely mind-blowing. If you affect legislation directly or indirectly, your church status, your tax-exempt status is automatically nils. That's all.
It's unbelievable.
So we've read the law back and forward. We've got we have tax consultants here, and we can't seem to find a way around. I think it's time that the church ought to get away from that goddamn bribery anyway, but it will be such a heavy on us with all the programs we're carrying.
Right.
I think the church ought to say to hell with your stick your damn tax exemptions and your ministerial privileges and your ministerial deferments. I never took the ministerial deferment, and I've always felt pretty clean about that. I took my chances and ran into I just took my chances on that. I never got drafted because I had a number. I've adopted 7 children. I didn't do it to get out of the war, but
right.
I think that the church tax exemption, the ministerial deferment, all those damn things are mere efforts on the government's part to bribe the church into silence so that it won't speak out against the government or policies.
I believe that.
And I'd like to see every damn church lose its tax exemption. And I'd be glad to be the first if I knew others were going to follow suit. But as long as the goddamn bunch of institutions that are doing nothing get tax exemption, I don't see why People's Temple should risk losing ours unless we have to.
I really think that you're absolutely correct.
And IRS has left us alone up to now. I'm sure we're very much overdue because Cecil's under attack. I guess he's been 2 years under surveillance. How's the IRS with you? Have you any
answer? He hasn't even said a word to me, but I know that we're under chronic surveillance.
I'm sure we must be. And, of course, we can be under chronic surveillance because I know, like you, we have nothing to hide. One thing I'm damn careful about is to see that everything's done according to law and we pay exactly what we're supposed to as individuals, and so the tax people would be wasting their time bothering with us. But in this matter of legislation, we've tried to play it cool. If you know of any advice other than what we know, how to get a we'll have to form a new corporation, and it has to be clear that no monies. It's very technical. The finding on the Christian Anti-Communist Crusade that took away their tax exemption. Of course, I deplore Billy James Hargis, but I think he's got a right to say what he thinks. They tied that man up six ways to Sunday to the point that there's just no way he could do anything of a political nature anymore.
Well, I think the model for all of this kind of stuff is Cope.
Cope.
Cope is the political arm of the AFL-CIO, which is also tax exempt.
Oh, yeah?
And Barkin.
You better take a look at Cope, I suspect.
What they did, they call it this, the Committee on Political Education. And what it is in essence, George Meany's voice.
I see.
They have locals. They endorse candidates, and then that is considered the labor endorsement in any local area.
I see.
They've set it up in such a way as that the Cope is completely corporately separate from the AFL-CIO, and yet it is completely controlled.
Well, how would we get some inside information on their structure?
I'll have Sylvester Herring. Sylvester is my kind of political man, so
all
to
right.
speak, because I'm much more a philosopher than a
all
manager.
Right. You indeed are. It would be deeply appreciated, and anything we can do in any way, John, please call him. We will look in this referendum to see if, as a church people, there's something. We might be able to present the facts in such a way without an open endorsement, but the law is so tight. If it directly,
I wouldn't take any jeopardy then, because I'll tell you something. Caesar is going to need you for a long time, not just for one shot.
We sent a good bit of money to his program, and we will continue to do that. Then again, I suppose we're taking some chances, but we've got to take chances. Hell, I'm not going to sit back and not take chances. What more now can we do for Dennis Banks other than this caucus situation? Do you see anything else in Oregon? Any ideas you have?
I'm not familiar at all, sir, with the Oregon situation. It would be pure speculation.
The governor there has failed to
on some occasions in controversy, to extradite even a Black Panther, I believe, though I don't approve of their approach always. Black Panther from Alabama, the governor, used to extraditing. So I've taken maybe probably too much Pollyanna. I'd take a little encouragement from that. But again, I've heard nothing from our letters to the Oregon governor, and we have only a couple of hundred members up there, maybe 300. So that's not significant enough to give him the feeling of support that he'll need. I'm sorry to hear that your grandma, I guess I haven't wanted to face it, because Dennis Banks, unless I'm badly wrong, he's one of the nicer people I've ever helped. I thought, what kind of a man is this who's embroiled in hell up to his neck that will take the time to call in to the Chronicle, who did a very good feature on him, I thought, and jump on that reporter and tell him, get the hell off of Jim Jones's back. It wasn't wise, but what character. I was so just overawed by that, overwhelmed by his attitude. And to come back when we gave the money, he just kept coming back and thanking us. Very few people, when I help them, hell, that's the last you see of them.
That's exactly right.
They don't give a damn if they say thank you. In fact, they usually try to ignore you. But and then when Angela was here, he stood up there, we were there, I guess, and maybe you'd left by that time, and gave $500. I said, no, Dennis, I'll do it. I didn't feel up to putting $500 into Angela's program either, because of the being somewhat overextended. What do you think of Angela off the record, John?
Hard for me to say, sir. I've never really encountered her personally, except at like meetings and stuff. I've met her at Glide and here.
She seems to be sensitive, but why not? She's doing that old Communist Party bag. That's the only thing I have. Maybe she's serving a purpose in being in the Communist Party. We need every segment of representation, I'm sure. But I appreciate your judgment, because she contacting us more and more for. She's not asking for outright support. I don't really want to portray her that, but in monetary terms. But the North Carolina situation is much on her mind, and so she's
right.
Wanting to meet with our people more and more.
Well, I don't really know.
You just don't know, so
I don't
that's fine.
I only have my impression, which has been that whenever I've met her, she's acted like a lady.
And that she has. That she has.
I know that's old-fashioned of me, but when people act concerned for others, I somehow...
That I see consistently in my contact. But like you, I've not had all that much contact with her. This is the first time she'd been in our church, though we helped. The only negative article we ever got. Interesting to know how much there is of communications on the I don't know what the level, what agency. We sent a few $1,000 for her defense fund when she was really under attack. In those days, the United Presbyterian Church sent some money to her, and they had to withdraw the money because the members were irate. So we stepped in, picked up what she was counting on from them, and we got our bishop to go along with it. He's a real swinger. You'd like him. I do want sometime when he's here for you to meet him, because he needs to be exposed to you. He's so lonely, and he's over 200 churches and about 100,000 people, which is a significant influence. Anyway, we sent the check through him to Carlton Goodlett. No one else knew about it other than a telephone call. I mean, 48 hours later, Ms. Consolving,
that's right,
was up in our Northern California headquarters at our community center, where we have our indoor swimming pool and so forth, and he mentioned that damn check. Nobody on earth knew about it, but the bishop said he didn't tell a soul. Carlton said he didn't tell a soul. So,
oh,
it was done very, very QT. It was on a loper, because, boy, when you come out for Angela in those days, it was hell. So he tired and feathered us. He went after us with a fanatical zeal. And I don't really remember the background. We marched around the Examiner, and he got out and he libeled us. We had a lot of Fifth Estate sympathy, it seemed.
Very good.
Amazingly so. And then when he libeled us, the paper came down, and they said, how long are we going to march? I said, forever, if you don't stop this damn series, forever. And they did, and printed a retraction, and it burned and then fired him. We didn't ask. We didn't ask for his dismissal, but they got so much heat, and my good friend, the Ecumenical Council, a number of clergymen and civic leaders came and went up there to the publisher, and it was Gould in those days, and they fired him summarily. But that shows you how much of a tap they have. Boy, that was ironic.
All right. And last point, and I'll let you go. 2 months thereafter, he had two reporters, two telephone operators. We didn't have direct dial in those days. How we found out, a little woman, kind of a primitive Baptist, but she didn't like the smell of it. She got wind, she was a colleague in the telephone section where this was being done. Two operators were monitoring my phone, all of my lawyers and members, the DA, who's a member of our church, monitoring our phone around the clock. The two coordinators, there were more operators involved, because that's a little valley of bigots.
Right.
Much of it imported from Oklahoma and Texas. Most of the residents up there are not native Californians. And this woman said, I can't stand it anymore. So we got telephone investigation people into it. And they said, okay, we'll do something about it, but this woman has to come forward. And knowing the redneck mentality, we couldn't expose her, so we had Ken Salving. Oh, God, I was tempted, but I had to feel for that woman. She had the bravery to step out, and I asked her, I said, can you face the music? She said, they'll hate me, and I'll probably live in such hell that I'll have to give up my job. I said, well, I won't do that to you. So we never could prosecute him, and at least we got the telephone company got onto it, and we didn't have any more surveillance. But that's the kind of power that man wielded, Ken Salving wielded, and money. He spent money to come to our conventions. He tried to get us out of our denomination. He tried to prejudice people in every region. We calculated the head of our entire church, who was very friendly to our program, said that he must have spent $20,000 traveling around hoping to get my denomination to remove me because I was so atheistic and so involved in such unholy efforts as Angela Davis. So now Mr. Who's the anchorman for CBS now that's been taking Cronkite's place, Dan Rathers. Dan Rathers said a few days ago on the Tomorrow Show that he was indeed a CIA agent, and I know Rathers enough that he wouldn't say anything he couldn't substantiate.
Right, he'd get sued to death if he did.
So there must be a lot of these jerks running loose who have interconnections.
I'm convinced, Reverend Jones, that...
Call me Jim.
Okay.
Don't ever call me that, Reverend.
I'm convinced that half of the people who show up at all these rallies that me and you go to speak at and all of this,
yeah.
I don't mean half, but a substantial number, I'm convinced we're infiltrated everywhere with provocateurs.
I believe we are.
The kinds of statements that are made in the name of doing good for human beings are so rash and so unthought out and so silly sometimes that I can only believe that they are pumped into our environment by people who want us to destroy ourselves and other people.
I thank you for that comment. We had always considered the SLA, for instance, a provocateur. I don't believe anybody of the left is that insane to do this. And then with the background that we know from a police inspector who's a member of my Los Angeles congregation, that Sin Q was palsy rousy with everybody in the glass house. So I couldn't agree more. I thought what you said, these revolutionaries, what do you call them, revolting for the revolutionaries. Keep on the good work, John, and thanks for the time. And anything you can have sent to us to give us bearing and direction. We want to do the right thing, and if we don't, it'll only be because we're not properly informed. And I think you could be of immense help. I hate to put the burden on you, but if you
we're at your service.
Thank you so much, John.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Yeah. Handle it all right?
Yeah, you did fine. He gave a lot of good information.
We got a review of the smart fucker. He's a smart fucker.
Sure.
I don't know how... sincere he is at times. I think he's very sincere, one part of him, but when he gets in the media, I don't think he says it like he ought to say it, but hell, we're all trying to survive. Oh, Jesus. He lives too plush, that bothers me. He has elegant antiques and shit in his, and he drives that fucking Cadillac. But, hell, maybe I'm too critical. Maybe you need to drive something that looks like success. I think not, though. I think the people may look upon that out of the indoctrination and conditioning, they may look upon it with envy, but I think we're again, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Will you glean this with a fine-tooth comb?
Yeah.
Particularly Cope, we got to study that shit, and, what number of things he said, hell, you're...
No, I didn't go through it.
I really need you, boy. I tell you, I'm having one more letter, but I thought Delancey Street might be...
At least intimidating. There's no way they'll think that's a joke.
No. He probably will do it. I'd hope he will do it anyway.
I think that, I think I better get back to Freitas now. That's what I thought about. I knew I called you for some reason. Anything else happens, yeah, how would you know? You got to, do you have another chance to get of exactly what he has, I've got to have.
Okay.
And, he can have the whole bit like in, I don't know about Andersonville. No, don't give him Andersonville because it says I'm not the Lord, loving the Lord, and a bunch of bullshit. Yes. Give him Oakland, give him the Oakland Tribune and, I don't know, bullshit like that.
Okay. Oakland.
That covers some of the things I did to bring peace and underline that. That would be a good set of shit to talk about, it would seem to me.
Underline what?
Underline the part of where I brought through kindness, conciliation.
Oh, okay.
The South part. And be sure we give him the kind of material with numbers that impress, but that some sort of statistical consistency. programs, I don't know what the hell you guys could say. Crooks doesn't always make good judgments. He thinks he does, but he doesn't always make good judgments on what should be given. So could you just ask to see it? He will never confer. I've told him to go to 2 or 3, but it's a tendency he does not do that. I don't know. I tell everyone to do it, but very few people will confer with others. I wouldn't trust my judgment further. I could throw it. And I'm the leader, and I've made a lot of good decisions, I think, through the years. I wish you'd beat that into their heads and make a routine message. I demand that before anything, decisions made, that you consult with 2 other government people. And then I want to know, too. Better, because otherwise I have a hell of a lot of leniency to say even something I've assigned you to do, I want it to, checked out with others. You do it. You're careful. Tongues are shaking, Prokes. Who the hell does any strategy work? You know the strategy people. I'll leave that with you. Okay, we better call Freitas back.
What I'm going to do on these calls, Elizabeth, she's on the other phone. What's the problem?
What is the problem with her now? I would tell her that you're having him brought up here, aren't you?
Right. She's on the phone, the other phone.
What's the number? What's the goddamn number? And I'll dial her. Get your ass out of that.
Hang on a second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We just hung up.
Well, the world settled with her.
The whole world and her family gets involved.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's true. And they were going to change it, I suppose. All right. It pulls him out. Usually the person of that type doesn't sophisticated enough to have a will. I doubt very much if she has money. If his dad is still living, I don't know if his dad is living. He won't be getting any money anyway. He goes directly to the dad. I don't know what his dad is living. I don't know a thing of that. But we take great risk in sending him back there. We got Walter out of Kentucky, Tyler, but all Kentucky is not out of Walter. We got him out of the family situation, but that blood tie is still damn strong in him, and I think we take a chance sending him back there with anybody. So I think we better talk to him, but if that worst comes to worst, I see he's going to do it anyway, I'll do it. But he'll have to go with somebody, undoubtedly.
Okay.
Setting up on some basis that they might try to poison him or something to get the money or some goddamn thing. Tell him we'll think of something to scare his ass. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Thank you. I will relax until I hear from Freitas then for a while.
Oh, he's
that's impossible.
You
I told him to call me back. I don't know whether the fuck I will. I suppose he will.
He will. He's a caller.
All right.
You
don't want
to be bothered if he calls?
We got to get on that Republican thing, and we got to get on those... you mentioned some people having a caucus to help Dennis Banks. I think we ought to be in those caucuses, the Carter caucus and the Brown caucus.
Yeah.
I think we ought to try to get into the both the Republican and the Democratic Party. I agree with him wholeheartedly.
I think that's brilliant.
I think we need to organize that. Who in the hell can organize it? Carol Lumen's pretty damn good in follow-through. Asked her to do a rundown on our registration and see who in the hell's in the 5th and 6th Assembly districts. That can vote, that as a resident won't get us in some fucking trouble.
Yeah, we have a problem, all of our fucking communal people.
Yeah.
If they weren't in for any city offices, or I don't know if we pulled out of that or not, or want to have any of these so-called jobs, none of us can vote. Because none of us are registered, right? And if there's any type of... We were told not to vote this time.
Well, I agree wholeheartedly. law. I think there's so many people can only live in a dwelling, but I don't know if that holds for church groups or not. We've got to find that out so we can get indeed registered properly. Okay?
And you could really do that for the next presidential election.
Huh?
Send them for the next presidential election. Everybody that had voting records down here that's now communal will lose their residency, but, you know, they didn't vote in the last election, so they're not eligible for shit.
That'd be re-registered, that's all.
No, it'd be Suzanne and hopefully it'd be...
Well, anyway... Anyway, let's keep that in our mind. Put that on the agenda up there loud and clear on a sign so we don't forget that. Some high points. And looking at COPE, the arm of the AFL-CIO, looking at how we can help Cesar Chavez. There's a number of things, the points he made, how we help Dennis Banks by getting the caucus delegates. We were giving their support, providing you do speak out for Dennis Banks, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Another $500 cash, I want to go cashier's check to Dennis Banks. Said Jim said, I wish I could do more, Dennis. I really wish I could do more. I want to, you know, if it go down, I want to do something for that guy.
Okay.
Said Jim said he wanted to do it. He just had to do it. Hard pressed, but he just had to do this.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm just going to start going through.
Huh?
I caught up with everything that you gave, except for that first thing this morning on the healings and the metaphysical thing. And,
to
Julia.
Miss Pris, yes.
Emma.
We'll have to get that damn thing out. I promised her, and we ought to have something like Carolyn's letters. And
Carolyn just, who?
Oh, Carolyn Layton was supposed to have written a goddamn letter. I don't know whether she did or didn't.
Oh, yeah, I've got the rough draft here. We can type it up.
Some people that could put some way, these people wanted to mention some of their healings to sort of acquaint you with it. Not important to them. It's not important to them. Not all that important to them, but just to show you the effectiveness of therapeutic healing, and this can give you an idea, Julie, of how a scientific approach, a sane approach to the whole matter.
You want excerpts from all their lives?
I would rather think that would be it. Better do it that way, yeah, rather than send a whole bunch of packet of letters.
Okay.
Huh?
What's wrong? You're going to pay him a son again for the 15th time.
Oh, son of a bitch. Don't dare hand deliver. We hand delivered once to Ken Solomon. We don't want to repeat that, but by God, we got Happy Meals special delivery to her.
Can I give up?
Right away, as soon as possible, something. And then be careful what the hell we put, and we have documentation, and no way.
Documentation?
No, we have excerpts. All these things that Carolyn Loomer brought up, that we be sure to give articles, where they came from, where the information came from. You know, on all this paranormal shit.
Yeah, I'm like, hopefully you guys are working on it.
You hope so. I don't know. Okay, what's her number?
Let me go get it.
Yeah.
You really want to talk to her? She's crazy.
I mean,
she'll live through it, I'm sure.
All right, give me the goddamn number.
By the way, that's not a payphone either.
863 what?
6191. So she tells you it is. It's not.
Who is that?
That's Patty, but.
What number is that? Which number is that?
I don't know, but payphone numbers is, you know, in the second set of four digits there. Always begin in 9. This is 6.
863-6191. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay.
In terms of not metaphysical, paranormal, but therapeutic healing and that kind of stuff.
They sent the goddamn fucking file up to the fucking valley for the newspaper, which is dumb. So we'll get it down on the Greyhound tonight if we have to.
Okay, but goddamn, I ought to be in there, because Saturday, and so she'll get it by, maybe we can send it to her home.
Yeah.
All right. Get me the,
Who? Sammy?
Oh, yeah, get me Sammy.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Terry, what's happening?
Hello? Hi. Jim Jones. Hi.
Bothering you? How are you?
Okay.
I hope I didn't waken you.
I just was coming inside and heard the phone ringing.
All right.
At the door.
All right. That's kind of you. I just thought I would check with Sammy to see if she'd heard anything back on this article, which seems to be being delayed more and more.
Right. No, she's not here right now.
Cecil, it looks like it's kind of a conspiracy. Did you see the awful article on Cecil?
No, it was in today's paper?
No, it came out in the Playboy, I think. Horrible.
Oh, you know, I saw one of those that was saying next issue will have this article.
God, it was outrageous. It was outrageous.
No, I haven't seen that.
Accused him of something, I think, as I recall, the heading was Cecil Williams says, fuck the church. And went on into it. It was a hotbed of guerrillas and SLA, all the SLA came out of it. There's something really nasty afoot. And the Axe job. The press is getting a little concerned about people who are trying to do things within the system to bring change. But I thought I'd just check back. I'm really tired of worrying about it. I personally don't worry about it, but some of our people are apprehensive because of our black constituents up in Northern California. Every time we even get good news, we have to double our security.
Mm-hmm.
How are things going with all of you?
Oh, pretty well, I think. We're gearing up for this affair over here Saturday. And
oh, beautiful.
That's taking up most of our time.
Oh, good. I won't take much of your time. We're going to be seeing all of you, I guess, tomorrow evening anyway.
Yes, we'll be over there.
All right. If she has any input from... I forgot the name, House.
Yes,
let me, you just give me a ring. Otherwise, don't worry about it. Say, there's good news. The DA's called in there on our behalf. And even the district attorney up in Northern California, who is really conservative, I was amazed. He wrote, and the head of the Ecumenical Council of Churches,
right.
Our bishop, and Delancey Street, a whole lot of people have written the word in. So, and now we got our paper out, 600,000.
Sure. A couple of copies of that.
You did? Well, I did that first draft, so don't, our journalist in our church didn't get a touch at it, so it'll be much more refined. What did you think of it? Was it all right?
I think the message came across in terms of what you're trying to do and what you're about and everything. Yeah.
Good. I'm not a journalist, and I had to throw the thing together because our journalists are caught up on something we're doing for our denomination, so I hope it wasn't too unprofessional. All right, and good luck in everything you're doing.
Fine, okay, we'll see you tomorrow night.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.